about several hundred people coming out from certain Boko Haram areas, and specifically the areas that used to be controlled by Aboubakar Shekau, the leader of the JAS faction. And these people is a mix. There are some grown men, but there are also kids and women as well. And even among the men, clear that not all of them are actually fighters. And a number of them, they are civilians who are living in Boko Haram controlled areas and who are not allowed out. They were something like serfs, submitted to a level of taxation, high level of taxation, and when with very little rights, and they were forbidden to live under penalty of death. It seems that now that Shekau is dead, basically this whole system is being transformed. Those semi-captives, they can get out, and also a number of fighters, they're not very happy with the new dispensation, with the fact that ISWAP, the other faction, has taken over, and so they basically want to get out.
So it would be more prudent to say, I guess, that many of the people coming to the townships and the authorities are, in fact, not fighters, but some of them were people who were captives to Boko Haram, but there are some former fighters in there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very difficult to have a precise count and to have a precise distribution in the count of the various categories. There is a tendency, especially by the Nigerian media, to lump everybody under the sort of category of Boko Haram terrorists. It's a lot more complicated than that.
How important is it for authorities, and not just authorities, but community leaders and the communities themselves, in the way that these people who are coming back into the towns, how important is the way they are received in terms of justice or not, in terms of punishment or not, as far as these enabling these communities to go forward and not making the crisis, I guess, worse by further ostracizing some people who maybe weren't involved in fighting or weren't even with Boko Haram because of their own choice?
The process, as far as can be known from what has happened before, I don't know how exactly it's going, what has usually been, you know, been done over these last 2 years for people returning. It was basically that they were screened by a sort of intelligence unit that basically confirmed their level of involvement and whether they were indeed defectors who had left voluntarily. In theory, female defectors are usually basically sent back almost directly into the IDP camps nearby Duguri. But for male defectors, there's a program, there's an Operation Safe Corridor, which is a place through which they're processed, a sort of camp where they are engaged in a variety of training, sort of ideological classes, discussions about Islam, discussion about state, the constitution, and psychosocial support, vocational training, literacy, a program like this over several months. And usually after that, they are brought back to Borno State and, if possible, brought back to their community. So the government has been trying to encourage defection. And so far, I'm not sure that defectors, you know, as long as they are real defectors, if they are not captured by the army, my impression is defectors are not likely to get tried or, you know, processed judicially. There's not much info about what's going on in Nigerian court regarding Boko Haram, so it's difficult to know exactly what happened on this camp.